Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Augusto Perez, and shalom. Today we continue on teaching series, Beyond the Veil, and we're going to be talking about some very, very interesting stuff today. So get ready to go with us to where no man has gone before. That's my favorite line from Star Trek. We're going to be discussing some things. And we are certainly in an area where we have never been before, that's for sure. Not just as a nation, the United States of America, but as a world, as human beings. And I'm going to be sharing some things with you that the Lord has been showing me. And I have been receiving a lot of strange dreams, visions in the middle of the night. I'm going to be sharing with you one I just had at the end of March, March 27. But before I go there, everybody's talking about April 8th, what's going to happen in April 8th, and all kinds of things related to that event. And of course, you have by now heard a lot of things about that date and the solar eclipse, a lot of strange and weird things that people have discovered. And related to this April 8th solar eclipse across the states. And of course, you know by now that it marks an X. It marks an X between the American eclipse that happened in August 21st, 2017, and the one that's going to happen now in April 8th, 2024. It creates an X. It marks a spot that happens to be dead center over the epicenter of the New Madrid seismic zone. And so this in it, that by itself right there is a mouthful. It's by itself a mouthful. Also, all the other instances, 8 times is going to cross over cities or regions named called Nineveh. A lot of weird stuff. Of course, Jesus Christ told us that there would be signs in the heavens and on the earth right before he would return. He said that there would be signs in the skies. And he told the people that we should be looking for these signs. Because this was going to be a warning to us that his arrival was imminent. And so there are a lot of things right now that are telling us that there's a lot of signs in the heavens happening, which are telling us that the return of the Lord Jesus Christ is getting now very close at hand. And he said there was going to be great earthquakes in diverse places, and there was going to be famines, and there was going to be pestilences, and there were going to be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. This is from in Luke 21:11. And then in verse 25, after that, he goes on to says, this is afterwards when he was talking to his disciples. Because in verse 11, from verse 11 to 25, he makes a pause there, okay? It's almost like, you know, remember when the disciples came to him and asked him, right? When would be the sign of his, you know, of the signs of his coming? And when shall these things be? What sign shall be there when these things are going to come to pass? And so the first thing he told him was, take heed that you are not deceived, that many are going to come in my name, saying, I am Christ. As the time draws near, do not go after them. He says there were going to be wars and rumors of wars. Remember that? And then nations turning against nation, kingdom against kingdom, earthquakes in diverse places, and famines and pestilences. But then in verse 12, he kind of pauses that, and then he talks to them and tells them, before all of these things, they shall lay hands on you, persecute you, deliver you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought there before kings and rulers for my name's sake. That all came to pass. Okay? That all came to pass. All that came to pass. And then he goes in verse 20, he says, when you see Jerusalem surrounded with armies, know that its desolation is near. Of course, that happened. He told them then that in Judea, flee to the mountains. This is not talking about the end of times like a lot of preachers today. They tell you this. Flee to the mountains. When you see this happen, flee to the mountains. No, that's not what he was talking about here. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, was telling them, when you see Jerusalem surrounded with armies, that is a specific event that happened in 70 AD. I have taught on this many times. And he says, these are days of vengeance. And it was a days of vengeance. If you listen to our teaching series, Apocalypse Revealed, and also if you listen to Daniel Unsealed, we talk about these things there. It was horrific. What the Jews went through was horrific. And then he says, all these things which are written may be fulfilled. And then he says, woe to them which are in childbirth. I mean, if you read the book of Josephus on these times, it was horrific. The mothers with children, it was horrific. It was horrific. And then he goes on to talk about, you know, he says, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and they shall be led away captive into all the nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. That's exactly what happened. It happened, what Jesus said happened to the T. He was fulfilled 100%. But then, in verse 25, he goes back to verse 11, where he left off, remember? So if you don't understand this, if you think this is chronological, and you don't understand what the Lord did there, he paused. He talked to them for a little while about what they were going to experience immediately, leading up to the destruction of Jerusalem. And then he picks up again regarding his coming. Excuse me. And then in verse 25, he says, and there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity. Now, precious people, that were there, distress of nations, that word there, distress is the word anxiety, distress, anguish. The world was going to be in distress. The world was going to be in anxiety, okay? And then he says, with perplexity, which means, is the Greek word aporia, which means in a quandary. The world is going to be in a quandary. The world is going to be confused. The world is going to be perplexed. It's like not knowing what's happening. Then he goes on to talk about the sea and the waves roaring. Okay? That's talking about tidal waves, hurricanes, massive monster hurricanes and tsunamis. There was just recently, a couple of days ago, 7.5 earthquake near Taiwan. And China sent already, a lot of ships over there, aircraft and what have you, in a show of force. Things are getting ready to happen, folks. And then he says, verse 26, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking into those things which are coming upon the earth. So Jesus basically is telling us here that exactly what the condition is today. The hearts of men are going to be full of fear, anxious, full of anxiety, perplexed, confused, because the economy is getting ready to collapse in many parts of the world, starting with this country. Violence is increasing everywhere. Famines, pestilences, and strange events happening. And then he said that the hearts of men were going to fail them for fear. That is heart attacks. And then he said, because they're looking at the things that are coming upon the earth. The things that are happening on the earth and the powers of the heaven are going to be shaken. And then there in verse 26, the powers of the heavens, he's talking about the powers of heaven are going to be shaken. They're going to be agitated. In other words, the stars, the planets, they're going to be agitated. They're going to be wavering. Some of them are going to be destroyed, shaken, stirred up. Also, this could be a reference to a spiritual powers and principalities. Okay? The powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And there is a war happening in the heavens right now. There's a really big war. And then in verse 27, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. So there he's telling us that when these things begin to happen and the powers of the heavens are shaken, like it tells us in Revelation chapter 6, that the heavens is gonna be like a scroll rolling when it rolls together, rolls up. The heavens depart. This is an indication of a pole shift. And we'll be talking more about that, and we have been talking about that in previous programs with the arrival of Nibiru, Planet X, Herculobus. This is happening. And so he says, when these things begins to happen, lift up your heads, for your redemption draws near. So I share this with you to talk to you about these things that are happening. And it brings us back to this thing that is happening with the solar eclipse on April 8th. And I was saying before, the epicenter where the two eclipses of 2017 and the one on April 8th coincide. It's right over the New Madrid seismic zone. And it also coincides with a lot of strange events from the governments, from this government and from governments all over the earth, but especially from the United States, because this eclipse is crossing only the United States. So one of the things that is interesting is the fact that the Texas DMV announced a travel ban prohibiting size and weight permitted travel on Eclipse Day across 80 Texas counties. The Texas DMV basically is prohibiting all commercial trucks from traveling on April 8 in 80 Texas counties from Anderson to Zavala. Now, as I have shared before in some of our programs, have you ever heard of a solar eclipse that happened where state officials banned commercial trucks? Have you ever heard of that happening in this country? And what this ban means is that all the commercial trucks, and they're carrying things like, you know, diesel and tractors and equipment and cattle and groceries and all kinds of supplies to all the supply chains and restaurants, they're going to stop delivering on April 8th. No one is going to get supplies on April 8th. So this is a very real thing. This is not hearsay. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a fact. And so Texas is causing a supply chain crisis, basically, for some reason that we don't know, we have not been told about. Something very strange is going on, and we don't know. We have not been told. And so why is the government overreacting on this particular solar eclipse? Another thing is NASA is launching rockets at the moon's shadow during the eclipse. NASA is launching three rockets, sounding rockets. This is scheduled to happen on April 8th. They made the announcement on March 25th. So NASA is planning to launch three rockets into the moon's shadows during the eclipse, supposedly to study the disturbances in the ionosphere that's created by the eclipse. And of course, I have shared with you about the TAV, that formed over the United States, the Hebrew letter TAV, and the Aleph, which refers to the beginning and the end. Could this be a message from the Almighty to America? Of course it is. It's no coincidence that it crosses over eight areas and regions and cities named after Nineveh. Another thing is, why is the National Guard being deployed across the United States on April 8th? The National Guard being deployed during a solar eclipse. Have you ever heard of this kind of thing before? Ever happening during a solar eclipse? I mean, it's just too much. It's just too many coincidences here. Too many things happening to chuck it up and say it is a coincidence. It's just too many. At some point, if it doesn't make sense, right? In the natural, if it doesn't make sense in the natural, you have to start looking at some other explanation that is not natural, that we are not aware of. Another weird stuff happening on April 8th is the activation of CERN's Hadron Collider, the large one, the Large Hadron Collider, that has been, inactive for 2 years now. Has been now for 2 years. So this CERN collider is going to, for the past 2 years, they have been preparing and spending a lot of money, $4 billion of our money, making sure that the machine is in proper condition for April 8th. Isn't that something? Isn't that interesting? What's going on? What is going on with all of these things? And of course, the CERN LHC is scheduled to smash protons. That's what they're going to do. Searching for invisible particles, secretly powering our universe. Of course, I've talked about this before. I've even done a newsletter on this before. And what they're looking for is the God particle. What they're looking for is that dark matter, which is what scientists say the universe was created out of. All the planets and everything was created out of that dark matter. Uh-huh. So they're doing this, okay? And CERN is going to shoot the stuff that they're doing is really crazy. They're going to be doing all these, experiments, sending billions of protons around the LHC ring of superconducting magnets to boost their energy. In other words, they want to boost their energy. And they're going to be doing this, shooting them through a 17-mile long tunnel at the speed of light to recreate conditions like the Big Bang. So how do you like them apple? Now, some people and scientists and experts on this matter that I have read about have said that they believe CERN is attempting to open a portal to alternate dimensions. Are you listening? They are attempting to open a portal to other dimensions in order to eventually let interdimensional demons come through. Now, before you start laughing and you say, oh, come on, Augusto, that's a bunch of bunk, I want to tell you, and I say this with all humility, because I'm not worthy, but the Lord for some reason chose to reveal this to me some time back, I was shown this was going to happen, and we posted it, the experience, we posted it on our website. I mean, you guys should check our website every now and then. If you go there, theappearance.com and also theappearance.net, but theappearance.com is our flagship website. You go there to the radio shows. All the radio shows are there in all the platforms that we carry them. It's there. Very easy. Very easy. Put that in your bookmark. Bookmark that. Theappearance.com, and you go to the radio shows. It's all there. Then you go to Dreams and Visions, the page of the Dreams and Visions. And there, he has all the dreams and the visions the Lord has given me. And we haven't even posted the one that I just received. But I will soon. And which is it has to do with the mark of the beast. And then I'll try to share a little bit about that in this program. And You know, this particular one that I'm talking about is dated December 25th, 2019. Okay? 2019, December 25th, 2019. And that's when the Lord took me and showed me a lot of things. And that's when I went to, I was taken to this place and I saw that the fabric, if you will, the fabric or the veil that's protecting us from the other realm, the realm that CERN wants to open up and let these entities in, okay? I was taken there to where that veil is. I can't explain it, but I was taken there in a I mean, I don't want to share too much because people are going to think I'm crazy, but I mean, so what? I mean, I've been called crazy before, but I was taken in a craft, in an angelic craft. Yeah. A chariot of fire, if you will. And all I know is I got in there and it went so fast. I couldn't even believe it, how fast it went. And then when we arrived there, I saw a lot of these cracks in the veil, in the fabric. And then I also saw holes, and I saw demonic entities trying to come through those cracks and holes, small holes, and large hole. And the bigger the cracks and the bigger the holes, the more demons, entities, these creatures were able to come through. And so anyways, I was told, okay, I was told that these entities, okay, were coming through, and soon the angels were not going to be able to stop them any longer, because they were trying to seal the cracks. The angels were trying to seal the crack with a substance that I don't know what a substance was, but they were able to seal the cracks in the fabric of space protecting us, where the evil entities were coming into our realm of existence. And, you know, one of these angels basically told me that, you know, pretty soon we're not going to be able to stop them. We're not going to be able to stop them any longer. And anyway, I believe this is happening now. I believe that this is beginning to take place.
And by the way, I was also given not long ago another experience, the Revelation 9, the mark, Revelation 9, the mark of the beast. The Revelation 9, the mark of the beast, in May 13, 2023, where the Lord spoke to me. I heard his voice say, Revelation 9, read it. It will happen soon. Okay? This was in May 13, 2023. And there in Revelation 9, 2, it says, and he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. And I share this vision in a podcast that I did on May 18, 2023, in Revelation Beyond the Veil. Go there and listen to it. Let me say it again. Write it down. Revelation Beyond the Veil. Of course, you go to our audio files and Brycheon, you go to Brycheon because he has the he has all the divisions there, you know, and they are in order. You can find them much more easily than if you go to Brycheon, if you go to a Rumble or a BitChute. In Brycheon, they're cataloged in the playlists. So you just find a Revelation Beyond the Veil podcasts, and then you're going to scroll down to May 18, 2023. And when you go there, you click on it, and it's going to play that program. And that is where I share what the Lord told me, what I received from the Lord. And so why am I sharing this on this program today, Augusto? Why are you sharing that? Because we are beginning to see these things, folks. I really have a feeling that this April 8 solar eclipse has everything to do with these things I have been talking about, and with CERN refiring. Some believe that CERN is attempting to open a portal, basically a hole, to another dimension, so to let these interdimensional demons come through. And this is the reason why when you look at CERN, okay, and I mean, the Lord has given us a lot of dreams and visions concerning these things. And there's another one that the Lord gave me about this. And you know, some time back. And I mean, if you go to the Dreams and Visions page and you check that out, it's all there. It's all there. There's a lot of things the Lord has given me on Nibiru, Planet X. A lot of things He has given me. He gave me one some time ago called Simpro. I didn't even know what it meant. Simpro. The beast system. It's happening now. The meters talking to each other, talking to your appliances and communicating with each other with the G5 and you know, towers and so on and so forth. And then, I mean, there's a lot there. You need to go there because sometimes even I forget all of the things that the Lord has given me, and He has given me a lot of pieces of a puzzle that that come together and create this gigantic puzzle, the pieces of the puzzle, and it creates a gigantic picture. These things that I'm mentioning to you are necessary to understand these things. You need to understand these things. You need to be aware of these things. So, because we are right there, people. And this is the reason why Shiva, the destroyer of the world, is out there in front of CERN. And it's funding, you know. All the countries are funding this because they are trying to open a portal essentially to hell. Because these people, basically, they worship Satan, for your information. They worship Satan. And that is basically who they want to bring back. And they have their man already on planet Earth prepared to make an appearance. But they're waiting for chaos to take place so they can bring order out of chaos. Ordo ab chaos. As they usher in their new world order. And so the Vatican, which is, of course, the the headquarters of the Roman Catholic religion, it partnered with CERN back in 2012. The Vatican. And some people still don't know who the whore is. They have their hand in everything. And not only do they have their hand in everything, they tell a lot of people what to do, a lot of nations what to do. Yeah. Not only that, but they also have an observatory there in Arizona. The Vatican Observatory, which was created, one of the reasons, not all, but one of the reasons it was created there, built there, was to work with a Large Hadron Collider. The other, of course, is to keep a watch on the approaching Nibiru system, which I have been telling you about. So what is getting ready to be unleashed on Earth? What is happening? I don't know. But all of these things are little signs I'm giving you. They're little pieces of the puzzle. Okay? And so this April 8 solar eclipse is a sign. It's a big sign for this nation. And all these things that are supposed to happen on April 8 is basically telling us that there's going to be a change. We are leaving the church age. We are leaving the age of the church, the age of the Holy Spirit, and we are entering the final age, which is the kingdom age, right? Where Jesus returns to set up his kingdom on the earth. However, or should I say, but, and that is a big but, and that is that before the kingdom age arrives, we are going through what is called the day of the Lord, or some people refer to it as the great tribulation. The Bible calls it the day of wrath. The Bible calls it the great and terrible day of the Lord, which is what God is going to do to planet Earth and destroy everybody that is here that is evil. And so this is how he's going to cleanse the earth. He's going to purge the earth of wickedness and evil so that he can usher us into the millennial kingdom. He has to put his enemies down first. So, could this be why the National Guard is being deployed? Why the trucks, the commercial travel is being paused and restricted? Could this be why NASA is shooting rockets at the moon and CERN is doing what they're doing to punch holes through the gates of hell? Remember, this is exactly what happens there in Revelation chapter 9 that the Lord talked to me about. Remember that? Last year, he told me this is going to happen soon. And in Revelation chapter 9, that is exactly what he says. He says, "And I saw a star fall from heaven, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, as the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth." Well, what have we been talking about that they want to bring in through these holes? What did I mention to you that the Lord showed me were trying to come in through those cracks and holes in the veil, protecting us from these things? They're gonna tear. They're gonna cause a tear in it, and so that is gonna allow these things to come in. Not by twos and threes, but it's gonna be an invasion, folks. It's gonna be an invasion. Worse than what's happening in the southern border. Oh, that's nothing. That's like a Boy Scouts trip compared to what's coming in this arena. And it says that these locusts, these things had great power. And it was commanded them not to hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, nor any tree, only those that did not have the seal of God in their foreheads. The seal of God in their foreheads is the Holy Ghost, with which we have been sealed until the day of redemption. And then the other says that they should not kill them, but torment them for months, 5 months. And their torment was the torment of a scorpion. And it's there. It says that that they had a king over them in verse 11, the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon. The Greek tongue is Apollyon. And so there you have it. So could this be what this is all about? That CERN is doing this to allow everything to be released on the planet. And so this is very, very dark, very ominous. And programs and platforms have said similar things to this. They're opening up the portals. And I don't know. We're going to have to keep watch. And, you know, those of us that have Jesus as our Lord and Savior, you know, we should stay close to him. Be not afraid because of what is about to happen with this eclipse and afterwards. Be not afraid because we have the Lord. The book of Proverbs chapter 18:24 says he sticks closer than a brother. And Philippians 4:19, he says he will supply us with everything we need. And encouragement, strength, anointing. And so, what are you doing right now to get ready for this, precious people? What are you doing right now to prepare for this hour of affliction? And so there is some preparation that everybody should be making, and that is building up our faith and our spiritual strength as the enemy continues to try to knock the stuffing out of us, because the attacks are relentless. It just seems like it's one thing after another. It's just nonstop. And the only way to find protection is to draw near to Jesus in our secret closet of prayer. It says, them that trust in you before the sons of men, you shall hide them in the secret of your presence. Psalm 31. Verse 19 and 20. That's a beautiful scripture. Let me read that again. The book of Psalms, and that is chapter 31. We need to get into the Word. The Word of God will buttress you. It will buttress us. It will strengthen us. The Word of God is our foundation, our hiding place. In verse 19, it says, oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid for them that fear you, which you have wrought for them that trust in you before the sons of men. You shall hide them in the secret of your presence from the pride of man. You shall keep them secretly in the pavilion from the strife of tongues. So when the fury of this thing arrives, you're going to need to have strength, people. And when the storm hits, you're not going to be able to get strength then. And listen to me and listen to me carefully. When the storm hits, you're not going to be able to make it on the strength of anybody else. Not your mate, not your pastor, not your friend, not a prophet, nor an apostle, nobody. Are you hearing me? You're going to have to draw from your strength that only comes from him. This is why the parable of the 10 virgins is in the Bible. Do you remember the parable of the 10 virgins? Where Jesus told them about the 10 virgins? I don't know why I feel led to share this with you. And I know our time is a ticking, but I need to share this with you. And, I feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my heart very, very strongly. And it says in Matthew 25 that, about the 10 virgins, the kingdom of heaven is like 10 virgins that took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And those that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Listen to that. Took no oil with them. And no oil. The oil is a type of the Holy Spirit. They had not replenished their lamps with the Holy Spirit. But the wise took oil in the vessels with their lamps. And when the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. This is where the church is today. They are slumbering and they are sleeping. They are asleep. Wakey, wakey, wakey. Time to wake up. Time to wake up. Get close to Jesus. Jesus is calling. And at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom comes. Go out to meet him. And then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Trimming is basically a process where, back in those days, where the people took their lamps, they had wicks, the lamps had wick, and a part of it was in the oil, and then they lit the one that, was protruding out of the lamp, and then, basically, trimming was, when they went in there and they trimmed the wick, they removed all the part of the wick that was charred, that was old and deteriorated, that was not burning right, and clean their lamps. The lamps also needed cleaning, and this is symbolic of us, how we clean our lamps, we clean our lives, right? Because we are the lamp that carries the Holy Spirit, right? And we trim it, we trim certain things out of our lives that need trimming. Not everything that is in your life is good. And this is the time for wick trimming. This is the time to trim your wicks and clean your lamps and fill it with fresh oil. Fresh infusion of Holy Ghost. Fresh Holy Spirit. We all need to be refreshed in the Holy Ghost every day. And so all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. The problem is, like I told you before, that when these things happen, when the storm hits, you won't be able to make it. That's not the time to be trimming your wicks. That's not the time to be cleaning your lamps. That's not the time to be asking anybody to help you. And even if you go to the Lord at that time, it might be too late. You have to have your lamps ready by then. You have to have your lives ready. When the Lord judged Israel back in the Old Testament, the people always thought that they could just run to the prophets to save them. But God told them in Ezekiel 14:14, he says, though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, says the Lord God. That's in Ezekiel 14:14. And so the Lord was warning Israel, basically, even if these godly men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, even these godly men only had enough righteousness, enough oil to deliver themselves. Not even the most righteous person today has enough to save you. Are you listening? You cannot go calling on this one or that one. No, listen to me, because nobody is going to tell you this. Nobody is going to tell you the truth. And the truth will make you free. You can only get this from the Lord. This is why in Matthew 25, the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, because our lamps are gone out. We need, lay hands on me, pray for me. Give me some of that anointing. Give me some of the presence of God. And the wise answered in verse 9 and said, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. This is not a time to be laying hands on anybody or to be praying for anybody. No, this is the time to lock yourself into your prayer closet and wait on the Lord. Are you listening to me? There is a time for everything on earth. There is a time for everything. We have done prayer conferences. We have done all these things. We have laid hands on people. We have spoken words over people's lives. We have ministered the power of God. We have ministered the power of the Holy Ghost. Many people have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We have provided teachings and lessons and podcasts to help you in these things. But when that time comes, if you have not taken advantage of these things that the Lord has gracefully provided to you through this ministry and other ministries, it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. And as these virgins try to borrow oil from their other wise counterparts, look what they were told. He says, rather go to them that sell and buy for yourself. And so, basically, they said, go get it, okay, get it from them that, from him that provides. Get it from the Lord. You can only get it, listen to me carefully, and with this we'll close. We can only get it by being alone in his presence, in the Lord's presence. That's the only way you're going to get this oil that you need. You need your own supply of oil. You need your own supply of oil. And the thing is, I close by with this. When they went to buy, when they went to try to get the oil from the Lord, right, from them that sell, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward, there came the foolish virgin saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But it was too late. It was too late. I pray and trust that this has been a blessing to you. This is Augusto Perez. Until next time, may the Lord God Almighty bless you. In Jesus' name, Yeshua. Shalom.